Good morning. It is good to see you this morning. We are glad that you are here. This is one of our best, one of my favorite Sundays of the year. It is our baby dedication Sunday. And if you're a guest and you feel a little like you've wandered in on some sort of family gathering, family meeting, you have. But that's what it means, at least a part of what it means to be church, is we are a family that journeys together and shares life together. And we make the declaration this morning that these babies certainly belong to the families, the parents, and the grandparents. And I know we have some extended family here this morning, but they are also intricately connected to the family of God in this place. And we get to bear the joys and the burdens and the challenges, the opportunity and the obligation of being a part of the upbringing of these kids. And so we look forward to that this morning. I want to read from a familiar passage in Deuteronomy chapter 6 as we start. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Parents of kids know well that when your kids first head off to day school or Mother's Day out or pre-K or kindergarten or even the nursery, one of the first things you do is you put your kid's name on everything, right? So the more artistic and creative among us might look to some of the creative, craftsy, Etsy kind of websites, and they'll order the specialized labels with their kid's name on it. And then they start to put it on everything. It's on sippy cups and snack bags and all the things that you send with them. And when you run through those 1,000 labels that they send you, or the kid gets a little bit older, or you start to care a little bit less, then you just grab the Sharpie. But you do the same thing. In every coat that they go off to school in, you grab the tag, and you put their name, or their initials, or their sweatshirt, or their lunchbox, or their sports equipment, or their school gear. And it's all communicating the same thing. This item belongs to, is owned by, the name of the person that's on the label. Well, I've got good news for you this morning. And the good news is, like the babies we are about to dedicate, this sermon is going to be short and sweet. It's going to be brief. But those of you who've been with us for the last couple of weeks know that we've been in a series, our one-day series, in which I've encouraged you one day in the following week to either practice a virtue or abstain from a vice, and we study it together and we think about it together and we do that together. And it's meant as an entry point into this practice, something that may springboard us into deeper faith and deeper action and deeper reflection. And so even though it's abbreviated this morning, I do have something that I want to challenge you with, and it comes from this passage in Deuteronomy 6, or it's inspired by it, often described, known as the Shema, taken from the first word, hear, O Israel. The Shema was something that faithful Israelites recited every day. It was foundational to who they were as a people. And many of you know that Jesus grabs onto it as the foundation, the summation of what it means to live out the laws of God. What's the greatest commandment? Jesus quotes this Deuteronomy 6 passage. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then Jesus, of course, adds, love your neighbor as yourself. And part of what the Shema recognizes is how easily we people of faith can forget. And so it's not just a declaration of faith, but it's actions, little reminders. Talk about God and the ways of God as you sit at home and you walk along the road, and when you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames and on your gates. Impress them on your children. So here's the challenge. In a moment, we're going to come to baby dedication, but the challenge is one day of dedication for all of us. And for those visual people among us, I want you to think about those labels or the way that you write your child's name or initial. And as you go through the day, and those who aren't visual, I want to invite you to do this in prayer. As you go through the day, as you wake up, write that label. This day belongs to God. And then as you sit down at the table, this food comes from and belongs to God. And if you get in the car to take the kids to school, this educational experience belongs to God. And if you stay at home and you're caring for a child, this time with this child belongs to God. And every relationship that you see, this marriage belongs to God. This family belongs to God. These friends belong to God. And as you head off to the office, this work belongs to God. If you head to the gym in the afternoon, this body belongs to God. Whatever activity takes place at night, my downtime, my free time, our family activities belong to God. And as you lay down, this sleep, this rest, which comes from God, belongs to God. Everything through the day is a moment, is an opportunity for dedication. And as you do that, just ask yourself some simple questions. What does it mean? That this isn't just a relationship, but a relationship dedicated to, sanctified by God. What does it mean that I do everything I do, in word or in deed, all in the name of God to bring Him glory and honor? How would I change the way I interact with a spouse if I acknowledge and believe that it's not just about what I get out of this relationship, but that this relationship belongs to God? Everything we do, everything we are, one day, as you get up and as you lie down, as you drive along the road, as you walk in and out of the door, one day, all of it, labeled, marked, claimed for God. Which brings us to our baby dedication this morning. There will come a day when these kids will have to make a decision of faith on their own. But the declaration that we're making this morning in this dedication is that the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents and aunts and uncles of faith that surround these kids are going to do everything we can to write the name of God on their hearts and on their minds, and in their lives, that we say, you, from day one, are claimed by a God who loves you and guides you and leads you and surround you. And we will do everything we can to write the name of God on their hearts until the day when they get old enough to say, "Hand me the pen. It's my turn now." And they begin to join in those actions as well. Because what we remember with baby dedication is what we remember with our one day of dedication that I'm encouraging you to do this week. We realize it's not just about this day, but every day. And it's not just about the one day you may choose this week, but every day. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus.